Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Glendale, to the site of what will soon be a bridge stretching across from this part of the LA River right over there to the Glendale Narrows, to the LA Griffith Park soccer field. I'm Laura Friedman, the assembly member who proudly gets to represent this district, which includes Glendale, Burbank, La Cañada, La Crescenta, and the Los Angeles portion that you can see just across this river. Now, before I was a legislator in Sacramento, I was a Glendale City Council member for about 7 years. And living in Glendale, as I have for over 20 years, many of us who live on the east side of the LA River have always known that we are cut off, literally cut off from easy connection to some of the most important amenities in all of the county of Los Angeles. Griffith Park, the Griffith Park Observatory, the LA Zoo, the soccer fields right here, the dog park that I used to take my dog to, and so many other important parts of the city of Los Angeles. For someone in Glendale to get to all of those amenities means getting on the highway on the 134 or crowding an already congested arterial street, Los Feliz Boulevard, or going all the way through the city of Burbank and driving through Griffith Park to get to the other side. We are cut off by a river and by a freeway from the city of Los Angeles. A lot of the residents who live around here also work in Hollywood and vice versa. We're also in the shadow of DreamWorks Film Studio and the Walt Disney Imagineering and other parts of the Disney campus. Many of their employees are coming from Hollywood and from Los Angeles and from points west, and they also have no easy way to get here by bicycle and by walking. What these projects that we're going to talk about today do are so important for so many reasons. For one thing, they're about connectivity, connecting people and connecting communities and connecting them to parks and recreation. They're also about active transportation, and I can't overstate to you how important active transportation is to all of California's goals. We all know that greenhouse emissions are leading to climate change, that's leading to huge wildfires in California, to record heat, to a planet that might not be livable for our children. And this is something that, as a mom of an 8-year-old, I think about every single day. Well, we have got to change how we live to try to combat what's happening. Now, the transportation sector accounts for about 40% of our greenhouse gas emissions. Electric cars and ZEVs are certainly a part of that solution, but that's gonna take years to roll out. We also have to do what people in many cities around the world, and also right here in Boston and Berkeley have done, and give people choices that allow them to get out of their cars. And doing that has lots of co-benefits. It leads to cleaner air in our communities. It leads to a healthier population. It leads to people that are more connected to the communities around them and to other people. It also, if you're someone who just lives and dies by your car, will get those other cars off the road and reduce traffic congestion. So along with investing in mass transit, making those investments in active transportation really click all of the boxes for California values. And in order to do that, we have got to create the connectivity to connect our active transportation networks. What we are here today to talk about is a series of budget allocations that are going into this district that I was very pleased to be able to secure through Governor Newsom support and Speaker Anthony Rendon's support to bring right home to the 43rd Assembly District. That includes $5 million to the City of Los Angeles to create a Colorado Street undercrossing, which is an integral undercrossing that will create a safe and continuous path for active transportation users along the North Atwater East Bank of the LA River to continue this bike path and to continue their bike path so people don't have to get off of bike paths and go onto city streets. On completion of the project, pedestrians, cyclists, and equestrians, because we have stables in this area and riding trails in Griffith Park, will be better connected to all of those facilities. What I'm also extremely excited about is $10 million to go right here to this site, or a site right down the road from here, right down the block from here, to complete this project, which is the Glendale Narrows Riverwalk Project. Imagine, if you will, when you come to the end of this bike path, instead of having to get back on city streets, you have a beautiful bridge that connects you to Griffith Park. That bridge will also lead you to a bus stop where the City of Los Angeles will run their free Griffith Park Circulator Shuttle to take you to the LA Zoo, to the dog park, up to the observatory and hopefully even to the Red Line so that you can then get on mass transit to go into parts of Los Angeles. Now, that's a follow-up to $20 million that I secured 2 years ago for this very same project, giving Glendale the money that they need to complete this project and hopefully to build the infrastructure around it to get people here more safely.